Hallelujah. Let me obey what the Holy Ghost has spoke. Amen. Sometimes it takes the word of the Lord to really, amen, like the doctor, amen. A lot of times he has to go into the heart. And we have devices now that is able to go in without great intrusive manners. I want to tell you the word of God is the instrument today that will reach and pierce through the heart, through all the callous things. But when the word of God goes in, the two-edged sword, the Bible speaks, when it goes in, it reaches in, and as it cuts, it also heals. The word of God is what we use many times, amen, not man's wisdom or perceptions or man's ideology, but the word always works. I want to go to Romans, the 5th chapter, and verse 5. Amen. I had something else I wanted to read, but amen, permit me to just follow in the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 5. And I'm going to read down just a little ways, all the way to verse 11. And I love it when God goes beyond preparations. Even yesterday, sitting in the house of the Lord in my office and being here at the church, amen, the Lord began to deal. God had already begun to minister this week, giving me direction, and there's still some things he wants me to say, but I love it when the Lord takes us deeper than what we project. Amen. Romans, the 5th chapter. And again, everyone that is here, we welcome you, and I would love to call names right now, but I want to obey the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5, and hope maketh not ashamed. This hope that we have will not make you ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Okay? For when we were yet without strength, in due time, if the young people would just stay in, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. If peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. There's some occasions some would dare to die. Verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's look at it again. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Look verse 9. Much more than being now justified. What does justified mean? Just as I've never done it. Justified by what? His blood. We just sang about it. We shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled or brought back, we shall be saved by his life, by him living in us. Come on, Jesus died, the death began to pay the price, but him being alive in us will get us all the way to where we need to be. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have now received the atonement. What a difference God will make in a life that don't deserve it, a life that we're enemies of God, but his love was ordained and commended and directed while we were enemies and yet sinners. Jesus Christ, before we knew him, he was on the cross and we were on his mind. He died for us and his love was directed for us. And that death paid the price. But what's really going to matter here, we just read, is not just that he died for us, but he lives for us. And when you let God be God and live in your life, amen, him living in you, you're going to have a hope that you will not have one bit of shame in your life. It's amazing what the love of God will do. when you let the love that he shed dwell within you. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you put your Bibles down just for a moment? Amen. And I want you right now with me just to talk to Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your love, and I thank you for the way of your spirit. I thank you for the word, Lord, today, God. Nothing surpasses your word. God, when I open your word, I find your presence. I find you right here today, God, in this service. God, all the elements and confirmations, God, that you've already given for this service and for your word, oh God, and for the message that you want to give, I thank you for, and I reach to you, God. I reach with an appetite, Lord, for your presence in my heart and life. I reach today, God, to you with permission, and God, to give you the liberty, God, to have your way with my heart, Lord Jesus, and with my life. I give you the key to the secret place of me, God, the thing that I often withhold, I give it to you, and I, God, allow you to have your perfect will, because you're the God that will not make me ashamed. You would lift me, and you would give me joy and peace to do your good will. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. In other words, you say, go ahead, God, do your will. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. There's something beautiful that God is wanting to do. Amen. The scripture begins to talk, and we begin to see the revelation here. Amen. Of what our great Savior has done for us. But oh, it was all because of the love of God. All because of his divine love for you. I know he loved creation. I know he loved the world, but I love it that our Savior is personal. God is personal today. I don't care how bad it's going on in your life, and it's amazing how God's Spirit will always translate right to you what you need. Amen. What begins to translate far beyond culture, languages, and all the different things is the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God will reach. And I've been places where I could not speak their language. But the power of the Lord begin to minister the same way. Amen. Oh, friend, I don't care whether I'm in a county jail or in a hospital today or back in a cancer ward somewhere. Amen. What we used to call the cancer ward. Or I'm at the bed of a saint of God or the bed of a person that haven't been a saint. The presence of the Almighty God is always fitting for the situation. Situations can get ugly. Situations can get a bit overwhelming, but nothing will surpass the presence of the Almighty God when it ushers us before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I'm thankful today for the presence of God today. Amen. It works a lot better when we have the Holy Ghost flowing. Amen. It feels a lot better when the presence of God, amen, has liberty to do what only God can do. And today in this service, amen, God has been waiting on us. God has anticipated you, your time and your hour. You say, well, I've let God, I've had God in my life. No, but today's a brand new day and a fresh opportunity for God to do something great in your life. Every day is the day of salvation. While you're alive and while you're here, just like the blood doesn't change, it's vibrant and it still has its power. Amen. Oh, the Spirit of God begins to identify, and the glory of God begins to lift you up and let you feel, amen, that he is God and it's real. And the proof is here today. The evidence of God, amen, is in this place. And many times we think, well, I'm waiting on God. When God says no, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to make that step that was talked to you today. That word, that message that God has given already today to somebody. Amen. God is ready for you to step out. God is ready for you to step in. And God is ready for you to step up in life. Amen. You've been, amen, held back, amen, by the things of your life. Amen. You've been wondering, God, where are you? And what are you about? I want to tell you, God's not contained in a religion. God is not contained in a denomination. God's not contained in these things. But oh, friend, I love it when God says, let me prove that I'm beyond what you've dreamed. Let me show you that I am the master of all situations. Just like God spoke in the beginning, there was nothing. And just at his word, at the beckoning and the speaking of his word, when he said, let there be, there was. And a change happened. I'm telling somebody today, God wants to give you your change, your creation, and your Genesis today. Are you ready for a new beginning? Are you ready for the grace and the power of the Almighty God? God's ready. This is what the Lord spoke to me today. And I want to talk to you about love's lift. God is ready to lift somebody with his love. We're living in a world that beats you down. Guilt, condemnation begin to hinder people from worshiping. Hinder people from going before God's presence. Worship is not us clapping our hands. That's part of praise, and we can worship when we praise God. But a lot of people think worship is the movement. They think worship is when we begin to respond to God by our mechanics. And no, we believe in clapping and worshiping, like the Bible says, or praising God. But worship is that heart involvement. Will you let God have his way? And then amazingly, how the presence of God begins to cause you. Sometimes you do have to praise God to get to your heart to where you can finally open up and let God's presence. Sometimes you don't feel the presence of God. And you may not feel the different things there. But you honor him. You praise him because of who he is. And friend, amen, it's a part of worship then. But if you do it and you're not putting your heart in it, it just becomes mechanics. Amen. But oh, I love it when somebody says, God, this is for you today. It's just for you. I come to honor you. I'm telling you, God has something for us today in this place. There's a beauty, amen, when the presence of God comes in and he lifts somebody. And God's love wants to lift somebody today. He'll lift you out of your miry clay. He'll lift you out of your horrible pit. He'll lift you out of your begrudging situation. Even today, the beauty of God is this. He changes us and we find a newness. We find a great grace of God at work in our lives. Amen. All things become new. Amen. Don't you like it when God gives you a brand new day in your day? Amen. There's some days that we dread. We dread that. But I want to tell somebody, God wants to put life in your life. God wants to put joy in your life. Amen. God wants to put peace inside of you. God wants to get you to the place that you can open up and find freedom in your life. He wants to prove himself to you. That lift of God's love. Now, there's a difference between like and love. But when your like and your love begins to merge, how great it is. I want you to think about God's amazing love. The Bible says it's good pleasure to give to you his kingdom. God's love never short circuits you. And when God loves you, he never signs a short term contract. It's eternal. And the cross was God's final word on his commandment to you that, hey, I love you. And his love stays when others walks away. I mean, he's found that to be true. God doesn't just start loving, he keeps loving. And the grip of his grace never loosens. It's there for us. And he just doesn't promise love, he proves his love. And God's love just don't expire, but it endures and continues on. Even when we let go, I'm thankful that God still loves us. Are you thankful that you got a God that will not quit? And I'm thankful for the many times that God says, no, 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 no. When I was ready to throw in the towel and said, God, I'm not worthy of you, his grace was there to make me worthy all over again. Are you thankful for the cleansing and the forgiveness of God? Amen, that his blood can wash you and give you a brand new start, a brand new beginning again. Even when we purposely have come against God, even when we've done things against him and we became rebellious and we became stern and we became hard-headed in our pride, are you thankful that God still forgives hard-headed people? Even when we said things that later on we regret that we said and did things that we regret, I'm thankful for the mercies of God that God allows us to repent. God allows us to say, God, I'm a sorry individual. Are you thankful that God takes sorry individuals? God takes sorry people, people that don't deserve him, people that's made a mess of their life. Amen. God's grace will help you. Are you grateful today that we have a wonderful Savior, a great Savior who loves us? What a difference love will make in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. I told Sister Dallas yesterday, we were talking and amazing. She got on the subject before I could even, and the Lord had already been dealing with me about this service. And I was here yesterday and it was like, wow, she's going to be in service. And we've already talked about this. She's going to get a repeat. But I remember the old story. It was a certain culture and island, and the way that you would find a bride. Whenever a man would find a bride, he would go to the dad and he would make a bartering bargain for that particular bride. He would see this particular woman and he would look at her and he said, man, I want her to be my bride, my wife. I want her to be the fountain of my home, the mother of my children. And he would go to that dad and he said, listen, and the object of bartering for a bride on that particular island was cows. And if she was really okay, she would be worth, you know, maybe two cows. And if she wasn't just, I mean, wasn't, she'd be one cow. But generally, most of the women were two cow women. Sometimes there were exceptions, three cows. And can you imagine? These women said, how many cows are you worth? And a man may get, he brag on his wife, my wife is a two cow woman. And the other one said, my wife is a three cow woman. And can you imagine the man holding his head down? My wife's just a one cow woman. But anyway, the story goes that on this island, there was a young lady who always was down, always looking down, and she never smiled. Her eyes were always down. And there was a newcomer to the island. He moved there and began to adjust to the culture. And he was a single bachelor. And he was looking for a wife. And he observed all the women on the island. And they knew that this man had wealth. They knew this man had many cows. He had a whole herd. And all these different ones would walk in front of him, hoping, ooh, to be a three-cow woman. And you ever seen a young girl that wants to be noticed? Amen. We were at youth camp one time, and this little girl was trying to get these boys' attention, and he walked. Pretty soon she walked again, and she looked over there to see if they were looking, walked again, and walked again. I mean, it's funny. Can you imagine they would walk in front of him? Walk in front of this guy. The story goes on to say, he looked, he didn't see anybody that really appealed to his heart. But one day, as he rounded the corner, he saw this young lady. Everybody else had written her off, thinking she's an old. She's old now. She's 23 years old. Nobody's going to really come and give her a cow. She's not even worth, I mean, a goat. I mean, you know. And everybody says, there's no way. But this newcomer seen something that nobody else seen. And he went to her daddy and he said, your daughter. And the man said, my daughter? And, you know, and the newcomer said, yes, your daughter. And he said, what are you going to give me? He was thinking maybe a goat. Maybe five chickens. But the newcomer said, I want to give you eight cows. Never had it ever occurred to anybody. Eight cows? No woman on the island ever had eight cows. Four? Not eight. He bought her and made her his bride. And she became an eight cow woman. They tell me that the difference was her head lifted up. Something happened and transformed. Her eyes didn't have that sad look. instead of having that care, no concern, she started fixing her hair up. She started presenting herself. Her chin was lifted up. And whenever she went, she didn't have to say a thing. Everybody knew that's the eight-cow woman. Today I want to tell somebody in the house of God, amen, Jesus Christ paid the extreme price for us. That undeserving power. Amen. Are you thankful that you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts? He didn't give cows for you. Amen. He didn't send a herd for you. Amen. But he died for you on Calvary that you could be his child. And today, if you would just let the love of God lift you up. Amen. He'll change your value system. He'll change your ways. Amen. All the grace and the goodness of God will cause you to look up. Amen. The Bible talks about in the book of Psalms, he's the glory and the lifter of your head. Hell, friend, I'm thankful that God will lift your head up. God will lift your life up. Amen. Oh, there's something about the blood of Jesus. There's something about the love of Jesus that will transform you into something great and mighty. Hallelujah. I'm talking about love's lift today. You know, it's amazing with the Lord. You just can't outlast God's love because it outlasts time. And I remember the story my dad used to tell of a young man on the phone with his girlfriend. And he was telling her how much he loved her. And he was going through the extremes to talk to her. And he said, honey, I will crawl over nails on my knees just to look at your eyes. And over the phone, she would just like, wow. And he would say, honey, oh, I will wade through banks of snow and dig a tunnel through the snow just to come and look at you. I will climb high mountains just to hear your voice and see you in person. And went on and on with all the different extremes. And a little bit in the conversation, she said, called him by name, won't you come and help me do my homework? And he answered, I can't, it's raining outside, I'll get wet. I want to tell somebody, amen, there's a lot of people like God, but they don't love God. There's a lot of difference between liking. They like God's blessings. They like his power. They like having him around in the time of need. But there is a great difference between liking God and loving God. Liking God can be casual and part-time. And loving God is committed and it is full-time. Amen. And it is a sense that love is not so much a duty any longer when love has lifted you. It's no duty to live for God. It's no hardship to live for the King of Kings. Amen. It becomes my pleasure to live for God. It becomes a joy. Amen. You see, love will change how you live and how you speak, how you treat other people and how you look at life. But most of all, how you live for God. Living for God no longer becomes a hardship. I'm not a slave. Amen. I'm not one that is here today as I have to be. Amen. I get to be in the house of God. Are you thankful that love will lift you up? Love will change your perception. Love will change your mindset. Amen. Oh, it's a great pleasure today. Amen. To feel the evidence of God, the power of God. Amen. It's kind of like when you go to Chick-fil-A. The young man or the young lady, when you say thank you, what is their response? My pleasure. Today, living for God, it becomes my pleasure. But you know what? Way before Chick-fil-A ever come up with my pleasure as a response, the scripture says it was God's good pleasure to give unto you his kingdom. Are you thankful today that the the love of God, what it produces inside of you. Oh, friend, there's invisible rains that comes over us, not the rain that falls from heaven, but rains where God takes the reins of your life. Are you thankful that God does a better driving than you do? That God does a better work, amen, a better chauffeuring, amen. There's times God leads us to different places. God begins to direct our life to different things, amen, and we're amazed sometimes, but hang on. You may be going through the valley, but I'm thankful that God is in the lead position. He is the shepherd, but many times we want to put the brake on. We want to stop and say, but God, this is cancer. Oh, but God, this is a big valley. Look at all the penalties. Look at all the sides. Look at all the cliffs. Look at all the rocks. Look at the depth. Look at the height. Look at all the different things. But when the Lord is your shepherd, amen, the Lord is that lead in your life. Where he leads, you just need to follow. Where he guides, let him lead you. He's in control. When things feel out of control, you ought to praise him today for who he is, for the lift of his love. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. Somebody ought to praise God now. Somebody ought to love God back for what he's done for you. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, holy to God, holy God, the true evidence of God. I'm going to show you the true evidence of real love. The true evidence of real love, whether it's physical love or spiritual. Who you love, you will submit to and surrender self to. When you really don't love somebody, you're not going to surrender yourself to them. Let me just say this. We could have roommates and be married to them instead of soulmates. Think about it. There are people who have been married for years and they were nothing but roommates. And they never surrendered their self to them because they were the type of person always had to be in control. But when you come together, for there to be true intimacy and true flow in a marriage, both must be surrendered to each other and be vulnerable to each other. And that vulnerability makes a wholesome unity and oneness. Hear me. Jesus Christ has opened the door for you. And he surrendered himself at Calvary to give you an opportunity to come to him. But there's many that will not give themselves over to God. They will not surrender themselves. They want God's benefits. They want God's protection. They want God to be their security and provider. But they will not surrender their love to God and their self to God. I want to tell you, many like God, but they really don't love God. You need to give your passions, your desires, your ambitions, your rivalries, and your competition all to God. Even not only are you God's possession, I love it to realize that I'm possessed by something on the inside. God, I'm not just God's possession in that he bought me. Amen. I'm not just in his house, so to speak, but I love it when his spirit possesses me. His glory is now in the lead position in my life. Amen. Oh, he possesses me with his love. He mesmerizes me by his goodness. Amen. Oh, he changes me and transforms me. Amen. By his touch and his love. Amen. Are you thankful that we have that kind of God today, that he just don't say it, but he is it. Amen. He does it. He loves us with a love that will lift us and transforms us completely. Hallelujah. How beautiful it is. Do you know what holiness is? Holiness to some people is a hard external thing, something that you have to be. The Bible says, be ye holy for he is holy. Yeah, we have to be holy. But true holiness is when you finally surrender you completely to the presence of God. Things don't matter anymore when God says, give it to me and watch what I will do with you. But there's some people want to hold themselves back. They want to reserve themselves just a little bit instead of surrendering self. Young lady in this room, young man, and even older man, older woman, or you want to go a little further, old woman, old man. whatever age you fit in and feel at. Hear me. You'll never find the true holiness of God till you finally let go and surrender yourself to God. Stubborn people are the type of people so hard they're callous. They have such a shell and a resistance. And when you have problems and you constantly have problems, 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 it means you're not surrendered. You're not given over completely. And when a person really finally says yes to God, you finally give to God everything, God could start using your life in a greater capacity because His love is going to lift you. God will send willing people. God will use willing vessels. And what keeps a person when everybody else said, Job, why don't you curse God and die? Job, why don't you run? Hebrew boys, why don't you just bow and get it over with? You're going to be thrown in the fiery furnace. What causes a person to stand and retain and remain when everything else is pushing and pressuring them? When there's people pressure, peer pressure, and pleasure pressure. Think about those three P's there. People pressure, when people start pressuring you. When peers, you think you got to be what everybody else got to be? There's a difference between people pressure, well, you got to be like this group, but when peers pressure, your personal friends begin to pressure you, or a family member says to you, you don't need to bow to Jesus. Peer pressure, people pressure, and then third one is pleasure pressure. When we are pressured by the pleasures of sin, and we think, I got to bow because that feels good, and we don't submit that to God, amen, we miss out. But when you give God those pressures, amen, how many of you ever used a pressure cooker before? Man, there's some people that I knew that was going to make some chicken and dumplings one day. And they had a big old pressure cooker. And they had it on their stove. I don't know why I'm saying this, but it's for somebody. And the pressure cooker began to build up. And it was an old type, old-fashioned type. Y'all remember? The top of it, it had the little thing that would rotate. And psst, 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 psst. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Somewhere in the making, the pressure cooker gaskets or the lid wasn't right. And all of a sudden, they heard something. They walked in there. They had chicken and dumplings hanging from the ceiling all over the place. In fact, there was a bomber in New York City, Marathon Bomber, used pressure cookers with nails and shrapnel and pieces of bolts and nuts in it to try to bomb. I'm telling you, pressure cookers become dangerous. Pressure cookers can cause a lot of harm and damage. And when you let yourself stay in the pressure cooker of life, and you're more worried about your reputation than what God is trying to say to you, the pressure will always cause you to explode or implode or lose something. Today, I'm asking somebody today in the house of God, even would you let the love of God lift you out of that pressure cooker? Would you let the Spirit of God, you're bound by a habit and an addiction, and you're bound by some insecurities in your life. The love of God will lift you. Amen. In fact, there used to be an old song, and I almost had Sister Crosswhite while I go sing it, but I felt the lead of the Holy Ghost the other direction. I was seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. What's the words? Sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Where nothing else could help, love lifted me. Sing it. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Are you thankful for the love of God right now? Amen. Somebody needs to close their eyes and lift their hand and let the love of God lift you. Would you give God an opportunity today to do what he's been waiting to do? Ma'am, you've been in a pressure pot. The pressure cooker is just clicking and steaming in your life. And God today wants you to just surrender your likes. You like having God. Oh, there's a positive feeling when you feel the closeness of God. But when you like something, it's conditional. But friend, when you love something, it's unconditional. God wants you to love him, not just like him. Even but when your likes and your love comes together, even you're not just going to like God. You're going to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Hallelujah. You know what I feel? I feel the great arms of the Lord right now as a shepherd. Want to reach and draw somebody to him in this room. And it's you that he's ready to reach to and love. But your resistance, he respects. I said your resistance, God respects. God is will always be a gentleman. From the very beginning of time, God made a component that he always regards in man called man's will. You either let him have his way, or you won't allow him. You give God partial opportunities. And you said it yesterday, sister. There's some people, listen here, they live for God part-time and they want full-time benefits. Today, God wants full access to your life, not part-time benefits. God don't want you just to like him. God wants you to fall in love with him with all your heart, all your soul, all your being. God don't want to beat around the bush with you, and he don't want you to beat around the bush with him. God wants to sit at your table, and God wants to walk with you every day. God wants your love. God wants your desires. God wants your presence, and he wants to do his good pleasure in your life. And his love wants to lift you. Sister Kristen, would you come to the keyboard? Hallelujah. I feel the grace of God right now working. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. There's somebody needs the power of the Lord right now. You need the lift of God. God has reached. God has loved. God has helped you. But it's nothing wrong with God's love. It's nothing wrong with God's grace. There's nothing wrong with God's goodness. There's nothing wrong with God's plan. God's plan is perfect. His law is perfect, the scripture said. It'll convert, it'll transform, it'll lift you. But the problem is your love. You like God, but you really don't love God. You really haven't loved him like you need to love him. You've held back. You want God to save you. You want God's blessing. But you're a sometimer, a part-timer. Instead of full time, you have not let God completely have his way. I'm telling somebody today, your life has been so incomplete. Guilt is driving you crazy. You're in the pressure cooker right now. You don't know which way to turn. The God of heaven is here today. And he's ready to lift somebody, to lift you up, even with his great grace and power. Hallelujah. Would you lift both hands right now? It's a sign of surrender. Come on, don't hold back. Amen. God's ready for somebody just to say yes to his will. Come on, deep in your heart, deep in your life. Can God take you a different level? You thought, well, this is where you need to be. But God has a greater, 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 greater place for you in his spirit. God has a greater realm. God has a greater realm for your life that he is designed for you to be in. A greater cause, a greater power, a greater dimension, a greater love than even what you've experienced. Hallelujah. Ma'am, in this place, I speak in faith, just like my brother proclaimed a while ago, that he felt the word for this service this morning. Amen. You need to step out. You need to step in. And God is ready for you to step up in your life. You've been on the low levels of life. But the shepherd says, come on, follow me. I come to lead you to a higher place, a higher realm. There's healing right now in the hands of God for us in this place. Amen. Would somebody let God heal you on the inside? Oh, your hurt is not necessarily a physical thing. It can become a physical. But the hurt inside of you is greater than the physical hurt. Amen. God's healing is for somebody today. Amen. Would you pray with me, saints of God, for healing right now? In fact, I feel such a flow of God. Amen. A healing today for somebody that has been so miserable. You're miserable on the inside. Hallelujah. Pray with me, friend. Pray with me right now. Amen. Give liberty to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay the way you've been. Amen. The lift of God is here. The power of God is here this morning to lift somebody. Amen. To unshackle somebody's soul. Amen. For the misery, the pains of your life. Hallelujah. Would you pray with authority right now? Don't hold back, friend. Don't hold back. God, I give you authority. I pray in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray just like you're standing next to somebody in the hospital with a physical need. And your prayer was the only prayer of hope for that individual. I want you to pray right now with that kind of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're the only hope for this service today. You're the hope. You've come here with hope. And you're the only hope that will happen, Lord, even in that life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your spirit flow. Let your goodness, God, lift somebody. Let your love make an impacting difference right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want you to second thought God. You don't have to check God's identity today three times. The Lord has spoken to somebody in this place very plainly. Amen. I want you to get out of your chair and obey the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you dare hold back. Amen. God has confirmed in this service several times to you. Amen. That God is ready for new beginnings in your life. Amen. How many times God has to prove to you, amen, his love? How many times God has to prove his identity to you? Amen. The presence of the Almighty God has wooed you today. God has spoken and reached to you. I come right now to tell somebody, now's your time. Now's your opportunity. The great power of the Holy Ghost is operating. Even the love of God wants to lift you, friend. God wants to set you on a higher plane, on a rock, amen, of salvation and eternal abode.
And all this world.
Hallelujah. Don't ever be afraid of an altar. Don't ever be afraid of coming and kneeling and saying yes to God. Amen. Come on, make your way to the front right now. Amen. Come on, gentlemen. Come on, man. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. I don't care how long you've been around church, in church. Amen. You still have to come and surrender to the King. Hallelujah. Get the brakes off. Take your foot off the brake. Come on, God hasn't forgotten about you. God hasn't failed you. God hasn't forsaken you. Come on, let his love reach to you. Come on, let him reach in you. Let him lift you. Let him love you. Let him hold you. He wants to hold you close and draw you to his heart. He wants to draw you into his plan and his pleasures. There's people that need you to pray with them this morning. Don't pray for somebody. Pray with them. There's a difference between you and you pray with somebody. Amen. Find somebody to pray with around the altar, around the front, or in the congregation. Amen. Would you pray with somebody? Don't be afraid to pray with them and help them. Lord God, help us together right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you. We need your strength.
Hallelujah.
Come on, it reaches deeper. It reaches deeper. It reaches deeper. Come on, the love of God wants to reach in you. Your surrender will equal your victory today. God will give you victory with your surrender.
Friends.
Let the Lord reach to you. Let the Lord lift you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your lift, God. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for his goodness today? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your love for me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Brother Josh, is that slide with a table on this overhead? Did it transfer over today? I just don't want to like God. I want to love God. And I felt that today so strong this week in prayer, that God wants to change your like to love, that he could completely transform and help you. Amen. Not just to like him, not just to be associated and say, I like God, but that your like and your love will merge. That it becomes a great pleasure to do God's will in your life. You know, there's some people that they just won't give. They're just too hard. They just shelled. They just wrapped up. Here we go.
Hello.
Like versus love. When you like something, it's a preference. It's like, I enjoy you. But when you love something, you're committed to it and you're devoted to it. God, I'm devoted to you. Let me ask you, we enjoy the presence of God, but don't you want your enjoyment to become greater? that where it's committed. The next thing, like is based on what pleases me or what benefits me. When you love is based on the worth of the other person, not just the benefits. It's based on the worth of my God, not just his benefits. Like when you like something, it's conditional. It may change with a mood or circumstance or with a season. But when you love God, it's unconditional. It endures through trials and changes. When you really love God, love will keep you. When everybody else is bowing out, you're still living God. Like is a surface level appreciation. You like something, it's a surface level appreciation. But when you love, it's a deep soul level bond. Like, it costs little to like. It requires minimum sacrifice. It could be part-time. But when you love, it costs much. Willing to sacrifice everything. We want Jesus to be our everything, but we want to give him our everything. Think. Example. Crowds follow Jesus for the loaves and fishes. But the disciples stayed when others walked away. John the 6th chapter, verse 6. Through 68. Amen. I want to stick with Jesus. I want to love God. When everybody else is gone, love will keep you because God won't leave you. Are you in this today because of him? Let me ask you, if the Lord spoke to you today and God had a purpose for your life that was greater and more advanced than where you've been, and God said, I want to start right now leading you to that place, can God do it? Or are you the one that says, no, but I'm 67 years old, or I'm 54 years old, I'm 50 years old, I'm 49 years old, I'm 18 years old, I'm 16 years old, I'm 17 years old, and I like the way I right now, and I got this in my mind, my dream. What about God's vision for your life? What about God's purpose for your life? Stephen? I'm going to pick on Stephen because I've known Stephen since he was a little boy. Stephen says, but you don't know how bad I've been. You don't know how, you know, bad my life is. You don't know how bad life has been to me. Well, we keep on talking about that, digging ourselves a grave, don't we? We don't get good to get God. We don't have to get good to get God. We get God to get good. It's God that makes us good. Stephen, not by our goodness or our righteousness, but his goodness. His blood that we heard about today makes us worthy, not ourselves. God's ready. And I feel today in this service, could it be that God's calling somebody? Could it be? I know it is. I have felt it this week that this service, that's why the young people started heading out. No, come back in. God wanted you to hear this today. Young lady, young man, God wanted you to hear the message today. Because he wants to lift you and get you to that place where he could use your life and get beyond your likes, and that your light could be submitted to his love. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. Lift your hands with us one more time. Would you thank the Lord for his ways? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you today for your blessings. Oh, God, I love you. I praise you. Oh, you're wonderful, Jesus. So great, so great, so great, so great you are, Lord. So precious you are, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Mimi and Mel, we love you. Amen. And we want to go to heaven how today? God bless you, but you can't be dismissed if you don't shake at least 5 people's hands. Amen. Greet people around you today. We love you. Amen. Sister Dallas, we love you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you.